This is the fifth Bible study that we are doing by Christy Gantt. It is a good amount of some work to do at home if you want to do deeper study. But like we said on Saturday, you are not required to do Bible. You're not required to do the study. You're allowed to come anytime. It just helps you to understand what we're talking about once you get here. So know that we do not give demerits for homework not done. We simply strongly encourage it for your own study, spiritual growth, and to know what in the world we're talking about when you come the next week. So here on the table of contents, next week we will be discussing lesson one. And it is an overview of all of Psalm 119. So you're going to be skipping around and looking at different aspects as an introduction to the whole psalm and what its pattern is, what its style. And then I'm going to, when you come, we're going to talk a little bit more about some dating and authorship and overall themes and go through some of those questions and draw out truths from the whole book. And then we will be doing lesson two, and then if you look at the schedule, after lesson two is then an EWIT week. I will be out of town for 2 weeks at the end of September, and Linda will be teaching. So I think Linda missed it, but I said on Saturday, if you're of Linda Masella, be sure to be here those weeks. You know, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos.
Please, somebody show up.
Make her study worth the while. Okay, so we will be doing 3 weeks of study a month, and the second week of every month will be EWIT. We have changed those subjects for the fall, putting the book on pause, praying, still praying, that it can be published and you can have an actual book to hold in your hands like the one you're holding right now, Lord willing, by January. So just an update on that. For those of you that have done Christy Gantt studies with us before, as I've started going through it, I think it's on the slightly easier side of her studies. Maybe she wrote it earlier than the others, and she just really got into a groove of giving us more work. So I wanted to cover that. And then if you will look way back. If you have any questions during the week, you can text me or Linda or Bev, whoever's number you have, and ask any questions. Anyone else at your table group, anyone you know, if you're confused, go ahead and ask questions as you're trying to do the study. But if you will look at page 89, it's called Completing a Word Study. And I just want to look at that for a moment with you. In some lessons, it says you're given the opportunity to complete word studies in order to define the original Greek, or in our case, Hebrew, words used in Scripture. Word studies do not need to be difficult, confusing, or intimidating. How many of you have been confused, intimidated, and... Right. So let us help you if you are confused or intimidated. In fact, the resources available now will make them very easy and greatly beneficial. In college, I had to buy these big, thick books, Bible dictionaries, Strong's Concordance. All those things now fit on here, which is helpful. You can buy those. You could probably even ask Pastor Mark for his because he uses it online now. I just want to read through this page with you. One of the main resources students of the Bible have today is Strong's numbering system. Many years ago, James Strong assigned a number to every word of both the Old and New Testaments. Once you know the number of the word you are looking for, you simply go to that number in either a Hebrew dictionary for the Old Testament or Greek dictionary for the New Testament. Of course, the only catch is that the dictionary must use Strong's numbers. Strong's Concordance has each English word listed in alphabetical order with its number beside it. There are two very limited dictionaries, one for Hebrew, one for Greek, in the back of the concordance that give you a short definition. I believe she means in this workbook. However, two of the easiest, most detailed, and most time-efficient print resources are the Complete Word Study Old Testament by Warren Baker and the Complete Word Study New Testament by Spyros Zodiotis. Yep. I just had to say it. Everyone used to own a Zodiotis. In these books, the entire text of the Old and New Testaments is written out with letters and numbers above the words. For example, you can see there, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. There are examples of the numbering right above the words in those books. The letters above the words have meanings, but for beginning word studies, you can ignore these. What you're looking for is the number, Strong's number, that appears above each word that is in the original language. For example, the word fear in Strong's is the number 3374. You will notice that the number is in boldface. Boldface numbers mean that there is a definition in the back of the book that is more expanded and complete than what is found in Strong's Concordance. So I didn't double check that, but I think she's talking about in this book, perhaps, there is a concordance. I don't know what else she would be talking about. But I would like to talk to you about online sites, because most of you are doing that. And I had it, I probably have it on my iPad. Let me see. All right, let's go here. And that is what is called Blue Letter Bible. This is what it looks like. Hey, sorry, ladies in the front. Blue Letter Bible, shockingly celebrating 25 years. It's the internet been around that long. So you would go here and notice that it is automatically set here to KJV. So that's usually the first thing I change because I'm thinking of a verse. I may or may not know the reference. So if I'm just thinking of a verse, I change that to the translation I have memorized and then I type it in here. But otherwise, you could type in like 2 Peter. Actually, let's do an Old Testament, right? Psalm 119. Excuse me. And we'll just go ahead and pick ESV here. Okay. So here you have the verses. So let's say we're going to look at Psalm 119:1, and we need to know what the word blameless means. You would click on this button here, Tools. And then, oh, look, see that Hebrew there? Mm-hmm. In case you read Hebrew. So here's the word blessed, and it's Hebrew, so there's an H here. What word did I say we're going to look at?
Blameless.
Okay. Well, this is undefiled because I changed translations here. So I'm going to click on that number. And when I click on that number, the Strong's number, I can see here, here's how it's said in Hebrew, and or over here, and there's a little microphone if you want to actually hear it. But here it says it's an adjective. You need to know the parts of speech. Your pastors preach sermons based on, don't mind my daughter. Parts of speech are very important for actual translation of the Bible. So then here it tells you how many times that word is found in the Bible and what it meant. And then here are the definitions that are used throughout the Bible right here. All right, so there you go. If you can, something exciting is happening at home. You guys probably know better than I do at this point. All right, so that is how to use the Blue Letter Bible, which just, it's that fast. That's how fast you can have it. You don't have to go get the Strong's book out, which is like, it's like a doorstop. Any questions about the Bible study?
I don't have a question, but...
Sure. Comment?
I have the MacArthur.
Mm-hmm. The MacArthur Bible app?
Yes.
That costs like $5.99?
Something like that.
Yep, okay.
And it'll pull up the Strong's number, give you the parts of speech, definition, pronunciation,
great.
Everything.
So if you have bought the MacArthur Bible, you might want to be even more familiar with the app that you paid $5.99 for. Okay, turn to page 93, if you would. Marvel?
As I was talking about Loki, so...
Okay, who would like to read that first word that's translated there? that stands for the Hebrew letter, the first Hebrew letter in the alphabet? Aleph. That one's pretty simple. But the next one might throw you off because it is not pronounced like Mrs. Jones' name. Bet. Yep. So you're going to ignore that H there. Thank you. PowerPoint does not show you my text coming in, so that's good. All right, so there's Aleph and Bet. Those are the stanzas. And here in the back of your book, it tells you the New King James Version next to the ESV. So right there in the back of your book, if you want to do all your marking, every time we go through and we're looking for keywords and phrases, and you can use the back of your book to mark it up. You can use your own Bible. You can use your iPad. If you really want to use your iPad and you've bought a book, you can talk to Linda, Kristen, or I about having it on your iPad to use your pencil to highlight with. And, okay, so I wanted to show you that at the back of your book. And then, one side thing I wanted to note on the app, some of you may have noticed that some of us have this crazy idea about memorizing it. If you have never memorized before, you know what? If you get 8 verses trying, that's a success. All right? A couple years ago, some of us memorized the whole book of Titus. It was like 46 verses, and that took me a lot of work. Well, how many do we have here? 176.
Betty memorized James.
Do you know how many verses that was?
120.
Fantastic. Okay. So we have started compiling a list of those who are interested in starting to memorize. It will go long past us studying Psalm 119. Even if you did a stanza per week, it'll be 22 weeks. So I don't want to hinder you from trying. We're going to try. Those of you who want to try, we're going to start. But what I'm doing right now is collecting which version you want to memorize in and putting people in small groups based on version so you don't get confused. You don't want an ESV person trying to say it to a New King James or whatever. So if you're not on the church app and that you want to join and try, please let Lucy or I know, and we'll add you by hand. And then we'll let you know in the next couple days about starting that. So any other questions about Bible study? You ready to kick off chapter 1 this next week? Overview of 119? Okay, excellent. So the last thing we are going to do tonight is pray together. Next week, it's my goal for us to read through Psalm 119 together. When it is read out loud, we know it takes 15 minutes. That is not too long for us to read scripture together, is it? Next week, I'm also going to give you this handy list of reminders of when you pray, where you want to adore, confess, thank, and make requests. There's just a whole bunch of things to spark your mind about character traits of God, things you might want to confess, particular things to be thankful for, and prayers that you need to make. So I will add those next week. We'll read Psalm 119 next week. We'll sing our two songs, and we'll go over the book for chapter 1.